Savage. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All right, well, good morning, Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. Yeah, it's Kevin on this end of the phone, and it's nice to be here. It's Friday! Thank God it's Friday. I just love Fridays. Absolutely the very first Friday of the month of February, and it's exciting to be here, and it's exciting to see all the names, all the regulars on the monitor as I'm watching you all dial up. Great to have you all join us. Thank you for being here. And special welcome to several of you out there that are brand new this year. I mean, it's exciting to see new people joining the call and becoming regulars and becoming, as Carolyn would call them, all the cast of characters. I think it's awesome that you're sharing the message of value of these calls and bringing more value to them as you bring new people on. So thank you for all of that. And for those of you that are new that have sent me a few Facebook messages, yes, that is Ed McMahon at the very beginning. It's not a sound-alike. That is truly Ed McMahon. And someday I'll share the entire story again. That's kind of a fun story to share. But that's him. So let's get on with today's call. It's been a fun week of calls. I just love talking about connecting because that's one of my favorite things. Not even just in Isagenics, but just connecting. And, you know, when connecting becomes part of what you do, it's sort of like I always say that when Isagenics becomes something that you are versus something that you do, it becomes a lot easier, you know. When connecting is something that is just in your DNA, it actually becomes more natural or is natural, and it's not something that's forced, and people can sense that. So kind of sit on that for a minute while we get our call underway today. And let's start our call with people stepping up to the podium. Let's tap the mic. Is this thing on? Yeah, here it is. Okay, who wants to step up here and share a little gratitude or win this morning? What do you got going out there? Tell everybody.
Hi,
BBL, I knew you would step out this morning. I just sensed it. Good morning.
Good morning. I am grateful, not personally for the AMP line, but for my daughter. She's competing in a provincial biathlon competition this weekend, and she's been nutrient timing, and she's been using her powders, and she's ready to take gold again this weekend, so we're pretty excited.
Awesome. You know what? That AMP line is an absolutely terrific line, and I don't think we talk about it enough. Maybe we can convince one of our coaches coming up on one of our Thursdays to go deeply into that AMP line with all the products and talk about that. Barbie Lee, thank you very much for bringing that out to our attention again.
I vote for Steve Bentley because he had a call with her and taught her things to do
specifically. I'm sure that any one of them could handle, but I'd love to hear Bentley talk about it too. Absolutely. We'll throw it out at him, see what he says. Who else wants to step up? What are you grateful for this morning? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to turn the Etch-A-Sketch. I'm shaking the Etch-A-Sketch. Okay, I want five names right now. Give me five people's names. Shout out your name.
Carol.
Annette.
Jen.
Sunny, one more.
Malu,
okay. Malu, since you were last, you're going to go first. Tell me right now, without having to think about it, that if you didn't have it, let's see, what would you be grateful for today if you knew that it wasn't going to be here tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Oh.
No, let me break that down. Let me back up. If all you could have tomorrow was what you were grateful for today, tell me one thing right now.
My family is the first.
Your family. Great answer. Sunny, if all you could have tomorrow was what you found grateful for right now, what would it be?
My 3-year-old doesn't care when tomorrow comes.
Your phone is breaking up. Shout it out one more time, Sunny. Okay, I'm not hearing that. I'm sorry about that. Jen. If what you had tomorrow to wake up to was what you were grateful for right now, what would it be?
My family, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Nanette, same question to you, dear.
I would have to save my life to help others.
Great answer. Thank you very much. Carol, what would you be grateful for right now if you knew that that's all you'd have tomorrow to wake up to?
My 3 amazing children.
Beautiful. Absolutely tremendous answer. Now, was that difficult, you guys?
No.
Then why is it so difficult? I feel like I'm pulling teeth when we ask people to step to the mic and give gratitude. Was that difficult? No, absolutely not. So from now on, I want to hear you guys fighting to get to the podium to tell people what you're grateful for, because if you didn't have it today, you might not have it tomorrow. So there we go. That's my lesson for the day.
I have one I'd like to add.
All right, buddy, add one, please.
Last night I was checking my emails in my the junk pile, and I found an email that a friend of mine had a memorial. So I watched the memorial last night. This guy, who's only about 60, or maybe he's in his 50s. He's in his 50s. Had died, and he was one of the finest people I have ever met. So it was extremely sad to find that information, but grateful because I know something now that I didn't know before.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Bonnie. We appreciate you, and hugs to you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for stepping out and playing this morning. That was fun. Thank you. All right, what's new with ICU? What's going on in your business today? And I got to throw this out there because we haven't talked about it in a while, and we probably should. Today being the 3rd of February, you have approximately 2 weeks and 3 days to qualify for your holiday bonus pool, my friends. The 19th of February is the end of the first quarter of the 2017 holiday bonus pool. And, of course, one of the requirements is to have 3 enrollments. And if you have not yet got those done, it's probably a pretty good time to start talking about doing that. And more than just talking, it's probably a pretty good time to start acting on that. So you're in the right call this week because we're talking about making connections, and that would be perfect. So let's see, what else is going on? I think I already mentioned this, but just in case you haven't heard it, if you attended NECO or if you purchased the live streaming of NECO, those replays are now available on live at isogenicslive.com, so you can go there and watch all your favorite episodes. And so that's what's happening right now. That's what's going on around ICU land. I need to make one more thing clear. At the beginning of the week, we talked about John Rahm winning his first tournament last week and how the Cougars were sponsoring. That has all come, I guess they really clarified it, got a letter yesterday, talked to Selena, and it's actually now, Isogenics has actually changed their position, and they are going to call him a Isogenics-sponsored athlete. They're going to start a new program, and, you know, there's always evolution. I know we've talked about it in the past that Isogenics has never sponsored an athlete, and we won't. Well, I always never say never, you know, so John Rahm, the professional golfer, is now our first Isogenics-sponsored person, and I see big things happening. And, guys, it's just, if you think about it, it's great advertising. So if you look at it with an open, you know, pair of eyes, an open heart, it's great advertising. If he keeps winning out there and wearing that Isogenics shirt, you guys can go make your way. In fact, I know I'm going out tomorrow to the Phoenix Open, and I'm going to have my Isogenics cap on and my Isogenics shirt, and we're going to be talking about Isogenics. So it's just a great way to open up conversations and a great vehicle to talk about Isogenics. So that's what's new in ICU right now. That's all cleared up. So let's just talk about connecting this week. And Maura did such a great job on Wednesday sharing 3 of her little stories with you and kind of giving a lesson through story. And I've got 3 stories, too. It's funny, I wasn't planning on doing this, but when Maura did hers on Wednesday, I said, you know what, maybe I should tell these stories. Maybe they're beyond my heart for a reason. And I'm gonna preface my 3 stories by this. There's a deeper message probably than perhaps what hits you on the top of, or on you on the surface of the story. So don't jump to conclusions right away. I'm going to tell my stories and then give you sort of my take on it, and then we can share bat it around a little bit and talk about what your takeaways are. So here's my stories, and they've, you know, I guess I've heard it mentioned sometimes when the universe throws things at you over and over and over again, maybe there's something you need to be learned by that, or maybe I'm meant to be taught by that. So and this has happened to me 3 times, almost 4 times now, and I think I got one more this week, 4 times in the last 4 weeks. And so it's a little message, and I think I'm going to share it today. We can bat it around and see what it's meant to teach us. Is everybody open to that?
Yes.
All right, great.
Yes.
Great. About 4 weeks ago, I'm asked to do a 3-way call from one of our teammates, you know, and we'll get into that here in the training here in the next few weeks, I know. So, but what it is it's a way to, for those of you new out there, it's a way for people that are taking a look at Isagenix to get a third-party evaluation. They'll bring an expert on the line, and we'll talk about what's going on and what the questions they might have, and put their questions at ease and get them, you know, enrolled, helping them open their account. About 4 weeks ago, I'm doing this for a teammate. We're talking to one of their clients and having a great conversation, and somewhere in the conversation she says, well, that's not what the last person told me. Mm-hmm. Or no, it didn't really come out like that. So I never could get the last person that was talking to me about Isagenix to tell me any of this. And big flags start going up the flagpole, right? What? Whoa. What? Who are you talking about? I said, yeah, have you been exposed to Isagenix somewhere else? And she says, well, yeah. She says, this friend of a friend that I don't even know found out that, you know, I was a little overweight and started hitting me with all this stuff on Facebook. And anytime I would go out there and I stopped them. I said, no, wait, hang on for a second. I said, because, you know, Isagenix is a company where we pride ourselves on integrity. And I said, and first of all, I said, I'm a kind of guy that believes that you dance with the one that brung you. And in other words, you need to be enrolling with the person that exposed you to Isagenix. That's just my personal belief. We don't steal people on our team. We don't do that kind of thing. She says, well, but every time I would ask this person for information, all they do, they'd send me some video and say, watch this, and we'll get back together. So, you know, anytime I had a question, they were never there for me to answer a question. And all of a sudden, I met this person who's actually closer to me. It's like my neighbor. And she starts talking to me. And she's now, let me look at, we're on the phone here. We're talking. You guys are answering all my questions. I said, I know, but you got to be fair with this person and give them a shot, because that's the person that exposed you to Isagenix. So, I mean, that's my personal belief, guys. It doesn't have to be yours. I'm just sharing with you what my belief was. And so, long story short, we gave her an opportunity to go back to that person and resolve that, and it didn't resolve, so they came on board in our team. I don't feel bad about that. I'm just throwing it out there, and I firmly believe that we don't go stealing people. I'm laying that law down right now. I don't do that. But the same thing happens the next week. I got a different teammate on the phone, and the same sort of story goes down. I'm not going to go into detail about that story, but the same sort of consequences are out there. You know, this person has been exposed to Isagenix by somebody else, and lo and behold, she finds out that a friend who happens to be on our team is also doing Isagenix, and bottom line is we gave her the opportunity to go back to the person that first exposed her. That didn't work out, so she came back and has joined our team. Now, here's the odd thing. The same exact scenario that happened to those two teammates of mine has happened to me this week twice. I've had two people come to me saying, I want to be on your team. I like your post on Facebook. I like what you're talking about. You know, I used to be in Isagenix a couple of years ago. I didn't like the way things were happening then and what was going on. We want to join your team. So I said, you know what, who are you on? We need to go back and give them an opportunity to bring you back on their team, because that's what I believe. And bottom line is they're still going to come on with our team. Now, let's just bat this around for a minute. And I'm going to throw out a couple ideas, a couple possibilities. One is this. Isagenix is becoming a bigger name around the world. The name Isagenix is being exposed to a lot more people than it ever has been in the past, right? I heard somewhere on this call, or maybe somebody on the Team Success call, said that there's over 600,000 active Isagenix associates right now, not to mention the millions that have probably been exposed, maybe just didn't stay on. But the word of Isagenix is getting out there. I mean, we just talked about the professional golfer being exposed. It's going to be out there. More people are going to see it. More people are going to be talking about it. More people are going to be going after people that you know. This is the message. This is the message that I want to make clear. People that you don't even know are going to be going after friends that you know to help them open up their Isagenix accounts. My friends, a lot of people are going to be joining Isagenix this year. They might as well be joining your team. They might as well be joining your team. But they can't join your team if you don't go out and make it known that you are Isagenix, that you are representing them, you want to help them, you want to help them open their account, you want to help them get healthy, you want to help them get wealthy, whatever it happens to be, the five solutions, whatever that is. That's what I'm taking away from these messages, is that more and more people are going to be exposed, and how they come into Isagenix is going to be up to your friend or up to you. What's it going to be? So I am inviting you today to get out of your shell, to get out of your house, to go out, start spreading the word of Isagenix start letting people know that you are Isagenics, that if they want to open up their account, come and see me, whatever your name is, whoever you are, Malou, Gino, Teresa, whoever you are out there, get the message out there. Because I'm going to tell you, there's going to come a time when Isagenics is batted around in the world like the word Amway. And we've all heard of Amway, right? 1959, Rich DeVos, Jay Van Andel. Been around forever. Isagenics is going to be that type of company. And somewhere along the line, somebody you know is going to want to open up an account. And if you drag your feet on exposing what you know and what you have to them, somebody else is going to bring them on board. So that's my message to the story, to the team out there today is to quit dragging your feet, get out there and do the do, be Isagenics, be the example, start making connections, and let's get rolling. So let's bat this around for a while. Who wants to step out and chat about this?
Kevin, the same thing. This is Carol. The same thing happened to me. Right after NYKO, I signed somebody up I enrolled her, and she came to my house, and we were talking, and she's like, yeah, she said, oh, I remember this from the last time. And I was like, wait a minute, you've been here before? And she's like, yeah, but she says, I don't even remember who it was. So she's like, at this point, it doesn't matter. She's like, this is where I'm at right now. I want to do this with you. I see you all the time. I want to run with this. And when I put the information into, the system, there was no record of her, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, and after a year, there won't be. So, again, you just reinforce what I'm saying. Now, here's another message that's lying in this story, okay? Here's another message. Personal touch. Everybody to a person in the four stories that I told you about, everybody, their complaint was the person that was coming at them with Isagenics only exposed them to videos. They would not get personal. They wouldn't get on the phone and chat. Now, my friends, we're in a high-tech world. I get that, texting and Facebook chatting and all that kind of stuff. I get all that. But bottom line, and I know Carolyn's on the call. I see her name on the call. Maybe she can come out and chat about this. She's been a network marketer for a long time. This business was and always will be a belly-to-belly business, a person-to-person business. You can make it as high-tech as you want, but bottom line is it's relationship building and it's person-to-person. We have four people on our team this week, or soon to have when I enroll a couple today or tomorrow, because of our personal touch. Now, I have an old idea. I've been in business all my life. I mean, when I was young, I was in corporate America for many, 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 many years. I served corporate America for almost 25 years, and I had my own personal business for 20 years. And I know this. In fact, you might have even seen it on a Facebook post here recently. All of widgets, everybody knows what a widget is, right? When we talk about widgets, it's a thing, something out there, right?
Yeah.
All widgets being equal. In other words, if Teresa sells a widget and Carol sells a widget and Carolyn sells a widget and I sell a widget and David sells a widget, all widgets being equal, customers will shop with the person they get the best service from. I personally believe that after 45, almost 50 years in business, that's my belief. And it's just reinforced by these stories that I told you this morning. Videos might inform them, but they don't know that you care about them until you get on the phone and chat. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Yes, so don't, it does.
So don't try to take the easy route out there. Don't spam mail all your friends with the latest and greatest video out there. Make it about them and you. Make it about the relationship. When you're connecting this week, when you're out and about, be you. Be you. And boy, I'll tell you, Suzanne talked about it yesterday as far as trying to force it, trying to make it happen, trying to make it a sale, trying to make it to go get someone. That speaks to me volumes because, I say it over and over on this call. When Isagenics becomes something that you are versus something that you do, your business will flourish. So let's open it up back again. How's this landing on you today? What's coming up for you?
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, Carol.
I just quickly jotted down four words while you were
sharing. Okay, what are those four words? I'll jot them down too.
Yeah, integrity, follow up, educate, and put their interests first.
I like that. Put their interests first. How many of you out there take notes during the calls?
I do. Carol does.
I do.
I'm looking at my desk. I've got I can't even count them. Two dozen notebooks from over the year, 9 years or whatever have we been on these calls. I may not look at them every day, but they're fun to go back and chat and look through. And by writing it down, by writing these words down that you just gave me, Carol, it sticks to my head more. So thank you for that. Integrity, follow up, educate, and put their interests first. So thank you. I'm loving that that's what you're taking from this today. Thank you. Anybody else? What are you taking from this today?
Hi, Kevin. It's Marcia.
Hang on, Marcia. Rich, did I hear you step out?
Yes, I did. Hi.
Hi.
In a way, this kind of, you know, they talk about the videos, you know, and how this person who was trying to bring people in was doing, you know, videos. And, you know, we're kind of told, well, use the tools, which is sort of what the videos are. So in a way, this kind of flies in the face of that a little bit. So I just wondered if you could kind of speak to that.
I will. And I'm glad you said that because, yes, use the tools. But let me ask you a question. Let's say you weren't very handy, Rich. And you needed a picture hung, and I'm your neighbor, right? You needed a picture hung, and I have a hammer and a nail. If I brought that hammer and a nail over, dropped it off, and put it on your table, does that picture get hung?
I don't think so.
No. You know, you might take a good look at my hammer and really like the shininess of the nail, but until I pick it up and actually work with you as far as where you want it on the wall, how high, how wide, you know, level or whatever, it doesn't get hung. So, yeah, the tools are all great, and we advocate. Use the tools. I agree. Don't be the message. Just be the messenger. But the point here of the conversation, the point of the message, my message today, is you got to be a messenger. It's great to throw the messages out there, but, my gosh, you got to be the messenger. You got to get the message out there first, right?
Which means you got to know the stuff inside out.
There you go. And how many times have you guys heard me on this call tell you to go to isamovie.com and watch all those videos? They're always changing. They're constantly changing. You got to know what they are. And if you know what the five solutions are and you know your favorite video and the five solutions, then you can certainly meet their needs when you and I are meeting at the coffee shop with our personal connection and then showing you the tool, right? Don't just show them the hammer and expect them to know what to do with it, right? You got to get together and we got to talk it out first. That's what I think building the relationship is all about, Rich. Thanks for throwing that out there. I wanted to address that.
Good. Thank you.
Anybody else? We've got a few more minutes left before the bottom of the hour. How's this landing on you? What are you taking away? Is it of value to you today?
Kevin, this is funny.
Oh, hang on first. Oh, you know what? I forgot to go to Marcia. Hang on for just a second. Marcia, I almost forgot about you.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say he kind of covered it. That was my first thought when you started talking about, you know, those people coming to you and the reasons why. My first thought was we can't just do everything by sending them a video that gives them information, but that doesn't give them the personal touch that they're going to need to know that we care about them. That was my thought, and he kind of covered that. But, yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, I've heard it over and over and over again from the leaders. From you, I mean, you name it, Susan, Carolyn, Michael Klaus. I mean, they all will say some of the similar things from stage is that people don't buy Isagenics, they buy you. Well, if all you're sending them is videos, they're not getting exposed to you. Well, they kind of are. They're getting exposed to the fact that they don't want to be part of you because if that's how off you are in your relationships, I don't want any part of that. So thanks, Marcia. Appreciate that.
Welcome.
Anybody else?
Kevin,
this is
Charlotte.
This is Mario.
Okay, did I hear Carolyn step out?
Heard Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. I heard that was so close. Charlotte, go ahead.
I think we can say that our people get the culture and the community from us, from our personal interaction with them, and the tools help expose them to the products and all the science behind it. So
and one works with
balance.
The other, right?
Pardon me?
One works with the other.
Exactly.
And you know, when I come from farming land, I come from a small town in Wyoming and then in Colorado, where one of the major axioms out there was one hand washes the other and they both wash the face. So in other words, they work together to make it all work. So thank you very much for that, Charlotte. That's perfect. Sonny, we're going to take one from you and then we'll get rolling.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for the three enrollments I'm having this week because I followed up with a lot of people. One is from ICU event. An event I went to work out at the gym. I met this guy from CBS, Anchorman. He films, he's a cameraman for CBS, and I kept on following it up, and finally he signed up a couple of days ago. And I met another friend from Christmas dinner, and I followed up with him. So it's all about the fortune is truly is in the follow-up. It's not, and I believe you have to do like 4, 5, 6 follow-ups before, on an average, before somebody enrolls with you. So never give up on people because we all know what this does for ourselves and what transformation that we have and the benefits. So just think about that when you go talk to people. And thank you for letting me share.
I love it, Sonny. Thank you very much. Yeah, Bob Proctor will tell you a lot of sales happen after the 7th connection. So absolutely, most people give up before the 4th. So there you go. Do the math. Hey, Carolyn, you want to talk a little bit about Monday? You out there?
I am, and I love the interaction that you had today, and you know, helping people understand that it is a face-to-face business. As you said, I've been in this profession of network marketing for 19 years, and you know, 19 years ago, VHS tapes, faxing people information. There wasn't that instant connection. So it really taught us well the power of the belly-to-belly, people looking in your eye. Facebook is great. I find from the people that I've signed up through Facebook versus the people that I've been, that I've interacted with belly-to-belly, the ones that have that getting to know me personally, they have a stick-to-itiveness that the Facebook connections don't quite have, because I think Facebook is, people are, you know, just receiving and scrolling and so much information coming at you that when you do that, and I'm learning this as well because I haven't signed up a lot of people on Facebook, is to really cement the relationships once I've got that connection and I'm coaching them and what have you. So regardless of all the tools that are out there, I think, you know, the personal touch is key. Because when I look back, Kevin, you know, this is my, I don't know, 13th, 14th year, I've lost track. There are people who I brought into this, you know, this environment of healthy living and the idea of personal shopping and getting your product delivered to you and staying on the product. They ordered 13 years ago, and they have been ordering month after month, year after year for 13 years. Why? Because I have a personal connection with them. Why? Because I take the time on a regular basis to thank them, to acknowledge them, to let them know that, hey, here's some new stuff going on. So I love your message today. Next week, you know, here's the thing. We can move on to week three. Week three of the 90-day action plan is all about sharing and follow-up. But I have a question for this community, those of you who are listening in live time and even those of you who listen in podcast time. If you would go to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Facebook page, Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Facebook page, what is it in these last 2 weeks that we covered that you're using, and what is it that you need more training with? Because we can zip through all of this stuff, but if you're not utilizing this, getting better at this, staying in tune with the weekly activities, so I would invite those of you who are following the 90-day action plan to go back to, you know, every week the company sends you a message, they ask you to do certain things, and, you know, you sign off on committing to that. So I want to know, did you guys do that? Did you reach out to 10 new contacts? And here's the numbers, guys, from Jimmy Smith. One out of every 10 people ought to be enrolling with you. So if you reached out and had those conversations and done the, you know, do the do, as Michael Klaus says, and that is not happening, then likely where the gap, the fallout is the skill set. So we want to know, and Kevin, I'm going to put this out there for the Health, Wealth, and Freedom trainers as well. There's a lot of content in follow-up. And this coming week, it's talking about that, right? It's talking about the follow-up and how well, and I want to know, how well are you doing on that? So it's sharing and follow-up. So we can, you know, we want to help you guys. So I'm going to pass that back to you in terms of content for next week.
All right. Well, thank you, Carolyn, and I'm looking forward to next week. And thank you for the reassurance of today's call and the personal connections and such. So thank you, everybody. Let's have a tremendous weekend. And by that, what I mean to say is get yourself out there. Get yourself out there. The connections aren't going to happen like you want them to happen if you're sitting behind a desk and watching your computer screen go by. Get yourself out there. Go to a bookstore. Go to a, you know, a coffee shop. Whatever it is you need to be doing. Get out and about. Let people know that you exist and that you're the great person that you are. So,
Kevin, hang on. Kevin? Dylan.
Hello.
I want you to put out an action item for the weekend, because I know you're going to be out there in full Isagenics green gear with your Isagenics hat, and I would suggest you take your Isagenics NYKO backpack and have your Isagenics water bottle and maybe some sample hydrate sticks to pass out with your card on there for those connections that you make. So that's my challenge to you. So why don't you put out a challenge to the listeners for the weekend.
All right, I will do that. And based on what Carolyn just said, let's just do that. Be Isagenics this weekend. We all have Isagenics gear of some sort. You have a hat. I know I do. I'm going to have it signed by John Rum on Saturday. That's my goal.
Nice.
And that's just what I kind of I'm a freak of nature when it comes to getting people's autographs. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to that's my challenge to the team today. Be out there. Expose Isagenics. I don't care if you got to cut the word Isagenics out of your box and pin it to your shirt. If you don't have an Isagear, do something out of the norm. Be crazy about it. And let me tell you what that's going to do. Somebody's going to walk up to you and say, "Why do you have that word Isagenics pinned to your shirt?"
I love it.
It just opens the door to a conversation, my friends. So there you go. There's your challenge. And you know what? There'll be a great little conversation about that on Monday, I'm sure. So there you go, my friends. Have a great weekend. Be Isagenics. Talk Isagenics. Let's have a great conversation about it on Monday.